Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, I'm Jesse McAnally.
And I'm Andrew DeWolf.
And welcome to Musicals with Cheese, a podcast where I try to get Andrew to like musical theater. And this is not a usual episode now, is it, Andrew?
This is the episode where you get to find out how good of a job you did for the last 49 episodes.
Yes. We're building up to our very special 50th episode next week, where we're reviewing a musical that is very close to, I think, almost every one of my fans' hearts. So we're kind of building up to that by seeing how Andrew reacted to everything we've done previous to this.
What this is going to be is, well, we might be a little late to the party on this, but there was the tier list meme that was going around, and what's that?
Stop breathing right into your mic so we get all these plosives.
Oh,
sorry. Put the mic next to your mouth. Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry. Oops. Okay. Well, we might be a little late to the party on this, but there was this tier list meme where you would just rank things as in just how good you think they are. And there really wasn't anything else to it besides just ranking them.
What a great ranks, meme.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're going to try to do with every single goddamn thing we've talked about on this stupid show. The rankings are as such, for anyone who doesn't know, there is at the very top S rank, which is the best it can possibly be, and then okay. You have A through F, and it gets A is good, B is okay, C is D is not good, and F is terrible. So kind of like school grade system, except for at the top you have S.
Wow, how great, I'm in school again.
Exactly. Welcome to school, everyone. And we're also going to be doing just a brief discussion of every single thing we've talked about. So this is
Imagine this is like the ultimate... a clip show. It's a clip show of the last 49 episodes.
Exactly. All right. You ready to get started, Jess?
I am. And also, this will be building up to a trivia contest where I test Andrew's knowledge to see what he really learned from all of this. So this is going to be a fun-filled, like, a little loosey-goosey episode.
Yeah, this don't expect any structure from this one.
Nope, we're just gonna be fudging around.
We're fucking around.
Don't worry, it'll all be worth it next week when you get your 50th anniversary episode.
I think this is gonna be the best episode. I think that 50th anniversary episode, garbage.
Haven't even recorded it. All right, Andrew. Let's go chronologically through every episode we did and start doing the rating. And you guys can do this at home, too, if you want to listen to our episode and compare. So you can just start from the beginning.
Just start from the beginning and make your own. Oh, my goodness. It's fun for the whole family. Bring the kids.
Bring your friends.
Bring your friends.
All right, Andrew, I'll let you take the lead here.
All right, so our very first episode, which some people probably have never even known existed because this was before our 1 year ridiculously unplanned hiatus that we did.
That Andrew caused because he just stopped responding to messages.
Of course. And that is Sweeney Todd, which I think this was back when these were videos and we still had edited videos.
We had very nice edited videos back when we did the first like three episodes.
Man, we stopped trying, didn't we? We just cut that shit right away.
We went for quantity over quality right away. Quantity over quality.
So Sweeney Todd, which I mean...
Do you remember how you felt about that originally when you first watched it? Because as far as anyone's concerned, this was the first musical you ever saw.
I mean, it kind of was. Besides, like, you know, stupid stuff. Yeah. To be honest, I don't remember how I felt about it when I first watched it, but as of now, I think it's still one of my favorite ones that we've ever done. I mean, is that bad to say?
Did we blow your load too early with Sweeney Todd?
Potentially. I think we should have built up to that one. It was fucking good.
But it's the reason why I picked it first is because it is everyone's gateway musical that we use to get our friends into it. Like, look at how great this can be. It's the first, like, really good batch of cocaine that gets you addicted, and then they just give you the garbage for the rest, hoping to give you that same high again.
Yeah. Well, great job. You did it. I don't think it's a great gateway musical, though, to be totally honest with everyone. I think...
Oh, really?
If you want to get your friends into musicals, show them something like Little Shop of Horrors or Rocky Horror. You know, it's just... Sweeney Todd has very... It's not everyone's taste, I don't think. The music style, and not everyone's into horror either, so...
I mean, most non-musical fans usually have a taste for the dark, the macabre, the horror, as opposed to, like... kick-dancing homosexuals.
I disagree. I think Rocky Horror has a bigger cult following in mainstream media than Sweeney Todd does.
Well, cult following is, yeah, cult.
Yeah, still pretty popular. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Sweeney Todd's very popular. Look at the scene kids that all dress up like him every year.
Yeah, no, that's from the fucking movie. Whatever.
Has your opinion on the movie changed since you first watched it? Do you think you'd be more negative about it now?
No, I think it's still, like, it's okay, but it's just an inferior version of the show. It's really all there is to it. As far as my tier ranking, S rank. Just immediately, S-rank? It's an S rank. It's at the top, Sweeney Todd.
Same for me. Sweeney Todd is one of my favorite musicals of all time, so it's hard to not claim it.
Don't blame you. I bet you most people listening have the same feeling.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest musicals. Ever.
Yeah, and then we followed it up immediately with Rent, because you hate me, and you hate yourself.
Remember, we didn't pick this one. We put it to a vote.
Yeah, we put it to a vote.
And we've never done that again.
Do we have to talk about Rent?
I mean, I feel like we've talked it to death, kind of.
I'm not sure if I should give this a D or an F, but deep down inside, I know I want to give it an F. I hate Rent so much.
Now, why do you think you hate it so much?
The characters are painful to listen to in every capacity, and I don't know, it's just rock music too. It's like they didn't even do anything too interesting music wise and the story makes me want to off myself.
Now, for that episode, you also watched La Boheme, the original opera.
Yes,
has
I did.
Your opinions of that changed at all?
I honestly don't have very much recollection of it.
Gotcha.
I haven't gone back and listened to it or anything like that. And opera is kind of something that you got to go back and listen to really get it.
Well, Rent, I've actually softened a little bit to Rent.
Okay, I'm putting it in F. I hate Rent, but...
I'm going to give it a D. I'm not going to lie, the live production that they put on Fox softened me a lot to it. They had really good actors performing it in different ways. Like, that was the best version of Rent I've ever seen. Just because they had actors that had charm.
I did not watch that, so that might be partially why I didn't soften to it.
There might be a commentary on that one day, folks.
All right. Number three, we went back to Sondheim immediately, thank you.
We had to rush back to where we were comfortable.
We did Assassins.
This one,
I think it's pretty middle of the road. It's not great.
As far as Sondheim goes?
Yeah, I mean, it's watchable. There's some songs that I liked and went back to, but, you know, it's kind of muddled. And the talking scenes, like the everything that's like comedic when they're not singing is bad.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's just not as interesting as the scenes when they are singing. And I think that the things when they, like the song scenes are just so good that anything else just seems significantly worse, even though they're pretty serviceable.
Yeah. Assassins, I'll probably give a B.
Yeah. Like, it's not bad. It's pretty good. I'd actually still give it an A. Like, it's S-A, right?
Yeah, S and then A. I'm not sure if you're actually writing yours down, but I am writing down.
I am.
I ams, I tells yous, I ams.
I ams. I all yams right. What I ams.
And we then do have a lot to cover here, so yeah, we gotta keep moving.
then we did the Rocky Horror Picture Show with Laverne Cox and Reeve Carney and all that.
F.
And that wasn't very good. Yeah.
I don't want to even talk F. I hated that.
It's a funny video. Watch it on our YouTube page.
Yeah. Rocky Horror. This is the remake of it.
Yeah, that Fox did. It's an F. It's bad. All right. Twisted. This was the last thing that we recorded intending to be a video.
Yes.
And I just sat on it for over a year.
And then we released it when we came back.
Yes. It was our first video back, but we recorded it like the same day we recorded our Assassins video.
Yeah. And it also may be the worst episode we've done, but...
Yes, it 100% is one of the worst episodes we've ever done.
So I wouldn't go listen to it, but as far as the musical, I would definitely go listen to it, and I'm going to give it at least an A. I'm considering S, though.
I'm giving an S. I can't change a single thing about that musical.
No. Yeah, you know what? No, S, you're right. Twisted is fantastic, and I've gone back and watched that twice now.
Yeah, it's so good. Let's move on to something else so good. Little Shop of Horrors, which was the first episode we recorded specifically to be a podcast, and our debut episode back officially.
Yes, and our audio quality still sucked balls. but it was
mine was pretty
episode.
Good. Yours was terrible, but the episode was pretty good. We had a lot of good reception from that premiere episode.
Yeah, and as far as the musical itself, another S tier, I think.
I don't think I could. This is a complicated one.
Well, we did. Did we do the movie or the show? We did the movie, right?
We did both.
Oh, we did both. Yeah.
And I stated in it that the musical is just a worse version of the movie, which is very, very rare.
Well, it's because the movie has all the cool effects and everything, which are all very impressive.
Yeah.
And
that's why it's complicated for me. Like, the musical itself is an A. The movie is an S. That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. I'm going to rank it as if we were doing the movie and put it in S.
I'm going to put S-A/A.
All right.
All right. Is this fun entertainment for you guys?
I think
you loving
I think people
this?
Actually, I think people actually will like this, surprisingly. But...
You loving this so far?
All right. Let's see. 21 Chump Street, which our episode might be longer than the show. This
might
be the only case where that is.
100% it's longer than the show.
21 Chump Street, I was okay with. I listened to this, the show on my ride home from work on the way to record the episode.
That was how unprepared we were in the olden days.
Well, it also was a 15-minute show.
There was a video available that Andrew just didn't watch.
I did not watch the video. Sorry.
We went into some deep conversation about Ronald Reagan, if I remember that right.
Yeah.
And like our own high school life. So we got real, real deep. I don't think we ever got that deep ever again.
I don't. Well, no, we did with our one guest. You went pretty deep.
We'll come to that, I guess. But 21 Chump Street, where would you rate that? I'd give it an S because it's perfect as it is. Like, it's a good for what it is.
I'd give it an A. I don't think I can compare it with Sweeney Todd or Twisted or I definitely wouldn't go back to it that much, but I didn't have any problems with it, really.
That's fair. Okay. I'm trying to get a gradient here, so I'm not trying to give, like, only A's and D's.
Oh, no, of course. But, you know, you have to do a lot of them to get a gradient.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like we started out with a lot of, like, we only did either almost perfect or absolute terrible was our like, initial couple that we did.
And then Carrie the Musical, I think, is a really middling show that I think was the first, like, okay, we're really doing this. That was the moment we realized we were really doing this shit.
I like Carrie the Musical.
I did
I'd
too.
Probably put it with I'd put it with Assassins in like B.
I give it a B too. I think it's gotten better with age, and I think its history is so interesting. I want someone to make a documentary about this musical. Really,
I like
badly.
A lot of the songs though, and I think it is pretty cool. It's just there's something about it that's just not great though, and I'm not really sure what it is.
Well, it was it the togas?
It may have been the togas.
Gosh, listen to that episode and listen to Andrew just get like so baffled by some of the stories about the Trouble production. I think that's the best part of that episode.
All right, falsettos.
We also did a bonus episode about Carrie the Musical. That was our first guest, so that was
you're right.
So falsettos.
Falsettos. Everyone thinks I hate it. I guess I don't know why. Jess seems to think I absolutely despise it. I don't think it's that bad. I would probably put it at B.
Andrew.
I just don't think it's that great. I don't know.
You suck. Falsettos is amazing.
I like the first act a lot. The second act was eh, and I don't really get that emotional at the dying thing. I don't know.
Andrew's never gonna die, so.
I'm going to die. I just don't want to fucking do it yet, you know?
You gotta die sometime.
Exactly.
I'm giving it an S. I love falsettos.
Yeah, great. Good for you. I'm putting it in B. Oh,
okay,
my favorite
tiara.
Episode.
Everyone's favorite episode. What are you talking about?
All right. So you don't have to watch this episode, but I'm going to tell you to listen to the fucking album. Tiara's excellent. Fuck you. It's not a musical, though, so I'm not sure it should be on this list. This is
Tiara
the only concept album we've ever done.
Tiara was a good album. Listen to it if you want. I really like the acoustic version they just released. That sounds really
nice.
Yeah,
they did just release that. It is very nice.
And we now have more followers on our Twitter than they have on theirs.
Yes, we've reviewed something where we're more popular than... Well, actually, we've done that multiple times. Forget it. Tiara is not a musical, so I don't know if I'm going to put it on the tier list.
I'm going to give it a C. C, Tiara.
Good for you. If it was a musical, I'd probably give it S because I love the music, but it's not, so I'm not going to put it on there.
All right. What's next, Andrew? Is it your favorite musical ever?
La La Land? I think it's a fun movie. I'm going to give it a C.
And also, this marks our first, like, official guest with Brent Black, a.k.a. Brentalfloss, who is currently our most recurring guest.
Yes, he's also the one with the longest episode we've ever done, I think.
Yes. Yes, he is. He gave us the longest episode we've ever, ever done.
Which
we miss
La
you,
La
Brent.
Land.
Come back on.
Yeah.
I'm giving
yeah, I mean,
La
if you
La
want
Land
our opinion on La La Land, if you want our fucking opinion on La La Land, listen to us talk about it for an hour and a half with Brent.
Yeah. That's a fun episode where tensions were high.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a C. You said a D. That's fair.
I'm a D. Fiddler on the Roof.
I like the music too much. Fiddler on the Roof is another S. It's really, really good if you haven't already fucking seen it. We did the movie, but the movie's, as far as I
basically
can tell, is pretty much the show.
Yeah. It's one of the best movie adaptations of a stage show ever. Truly
yeah.
Perfect.
Fiddler on the Roof, S tier. I don't even think we need to go into it.
Nope. If I were a Muppet movie.
The Muppet movie is great. Is it a musical? I mean, it kind of is, right?
It's got songs,
and the songs sometimes relate to the plot. Not always.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do, though.
I'm giving it a B.
Yeah, I think as a movie, I would give it an S. As a musical, I'd give it a B.
All right. SpongeBob the Musical.
A lot of cool sets. Some decent songs. Not like really weird story though. Like the strangest SpongeBob story you could have possibly picked. I'd probably give it a C.
Yeah, I'll give it a C too. Not that it's bad. I do recommend you listen to it because it is.
Oh no, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's great. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see it. It's coming to my area at some point.
Coming to Detroit in December, so I think I'm gonna go see it. It
yeah.
is a non-union show, though, which a lot of people are really upset about. They're just hiring non-union actors. People are really mad.
Oh, we did our back-to-back Mary Poppins.
Yeah, let's just do that. Mary Poppins, the original, gets an S. The new one gets an F.
Really?
Yeah.
I would give the new one a D.
I just rewatched Mary Poppins Returns and I was just seething angry the whole time. So honestly, probably my opinion soured on it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't super harsh on it and I saw it in theaters. I haven't rewatched it. It was, I don't think it was terrible, but it definitely was not good and I wouldn't really recommend it. So I'm going to give it a D. I definitely do recommend Mary Poppins, though.
What about Wicked?
Wicked's great. Got good music. I think it's a little bit fan fiction for my taste. So I'm going to give it an A.
I'm going to give it an S. I don't think I could change it to make it better. Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. With special guest Allison Pregler of Movie Nights. Wonderful, wonderful girl. We want her to have her back soon.
Yeah, she was excellent guest. And she had seen it live, which was interesting.
Yes.
Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, I thought it's baffling, which should be funny, but I didn't really laugh, is the thing. So
it's like
I'm gonna
the
give
room
it an,
if it weren't funny.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it an F. it also hurt people, literally, so F.
I'm giving it a D because a lot of those actors are doing their best every night, especially Patrick Page as the Green Goblin.
I'm thinking about the Green Goblin scene on the roof, and I'm comparing that to the Rocky Horror remake. You're right, D. You're right. You changed my mind. You changed my mind.
I did it! I won this episode.
Spider-Man gets a D because of the Green Goblin.
Exactly. Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera has one really good song, and I like some of the set and stuff, and the Phantom looks cool. I give it an A.
You give it an A?
Yeah. What would you give it?
I'm giving it a C, dude.
You're giving it a
about
C.
Yeah. I am not
what's your reasoning? What's your reasoning?
I just think it's the worst of Andrew Lloyd Webber's like tropes. I don't find the story particularly interesting because
dude, we've watched fucking Cats now, okay? Like
as fair as that is, this isn't Andrew Lloyd Webber's worst work. I think it's the indicative of everything that I don't like about him.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. I'm putting in B. I'm looking at my list now. And I have Assassins and Carrie in B, and I'm like, I'm gonna put Phantom above that. No, Phantom is in B.
It's in C for me. If you guys want to know my in-depth opinion, watch my 90-minute video why I don't like Phantom of the Opera. Still on our YouTube page.
Love Never Dies.
F.
Yeah, I agree. I hate it. I don't even like any of the songs.
I like some of the songs, and I like some of the character movements. I think it's interesting. It's a very, very interesting thing.
F.
But still an F. Next to Normal. Wow. We're on a roller coaster here.
Next to Normal, I would give it a C. I didn't love it.
I'm giving it an S.
Good for you. I think I was in the episode. I was very disagreeable with you on it.
Yeah, I remember us getting really like kind of tense in that episode.
Yeah, I would compare it. I liked it about as much as I liked SpongeBob, where it's like I think some of it's good, but I just can't really get onto it. Can't get
on board. Well, you had a lot of problems with the specific way that the mental health was portrayed. You kind of want things that take away your bluesicles, and that didn't.
It doesn't at all.
I feel like we missed one.
We may have.
Where She Loves Me.
She Loves Me. You're right. You must have forgot to put it on the list. Okay, well, we're going to do She Loves Me. She Loves Me, we had a very good guest on for.
We had Christy Esterly. She has returned one since. She is incredible, very sweet, very kind. Very supportive of our show. She is a lot of the reason why we picked up so quickly, because she was very willing to share our stuff. So, incredible.
She Loves Me is A? I say with Wicked. I would put it with Wicked. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I think it's great. Very, 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 very sweet. It's a candy of a show, so to say.
Yeah, but I mean, you need some of that sometimes. I don't know. I thought it was great. It's like a Christmas show, too, so it's like, It works.
Makes it feel good. All right, now The Woodsman.
We didn't really do an episode on The Woodsman, did we?
No, we didn't really do an episode. We did an interview, but I know we both watched it.
We did both watch it. I mean, I'm going to give it a C, maybe lower, maybe a D.
I really liked it, so I'm giving it an A.
I mean, I like what it's doing, but it's not... A lot of the stuff it does is very avant-garde. I don't know. I'm going to give it a C.
Was it better than Muppet Wizard of Oz?
Well, I even said in the Muppet Wizard of Oz episode that the Woodsman was better than the Muppet Wizard of Oz. But yes, it definitely is better than Muppet Wizard of Oz, but I mean, yeah, we'll talk about that one in a bit.
All right, next we got Frozen, Hyperion, Beauty and the Beast at the Royal Theater, Tangled at the Royal Theater, and Mickey and the Magical Map, which we all did in a three musical collaboration with Tony Goldmark.
Are these being ranked separately? Because I think they all belong in different spots.
Just rank them how you want to rank them, but we're doing them all at the same time.
Okay, I'm ranking them separately. Frozen Hyperion gets a C. Beauty and the Beast at the Royal Theater and Tangled at the Royal Theater both get Fs. I'm just going to put Royal Theater in F because it was... I hated those two fucking assholes running the fucking Royal Theater. Who were those guys? I hated them.
Smythe and Jones.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck Smythe and Jones, honestly. And Mickey and the Magical Map also gets an F. I'm sorry. Where would you put him?
Yeah, I agree. No disagreements there. Let's talk about Matilda. The grand return of Brent Black.
Matilda gets an A from me. I really like Matilda.
S from me. I like Matilda a lot.
Really? You like it that much?
I do. I love Matilda. I think that is one of the best, like, child-centric shows, like, ever made. Like, and it makes me realize how not that great Annie is, if things this can be made.
I'm comparing it to, like, Mary Poppins, though, and I feel like Mary Poppins is a lot better. Well, not a lot better, but a bit better.
I can't say that.
Okay. We can disagree.
We're not allowed to disagree. We have to say have the same opinions, Andrew. Know that we're crass and catty?
Don't put that in the show.
Fun fact, someone called us that recently, and I'm never going to let it die. Which one of us is crass and which one of us is catty?
Well, we all know which one's catty.
Oh, fuck you. Next, we're talking about Hello Again.
Hello Again. Some of the songs are okay. D.
I'm giving it a C, but I get what you're feeling. But the songs I like in it, I really, really like in it. Like, I'm really positive about... It has very high highs, but the lows are kind of middling, but they're still lows.
Yeah. Yeah, but for me, still, I didn't like it that much. Merrily.
And I get that. Merrily, we roll along, roll along, roll along. I think this is one of our best episodes we've ever done.
Yeah, I actually really like the show. I'm not sure what I said in the show, like our show, but watching it, I actually did really like it.
You said you didn't like the fact that it was told backwards.
I did not like that. But I think another one that we did later on made me feel a little bit better about it. So, I feel like I might like it more now than I did before. I'm going to put it, thinking like B? A? One of the two?
I'm giving it an S. But the thing is, did that podcast, I had seen it live for the first time ever, and I was, like, really emotional when I saw it, so it really hit me hard.
Oh, okay.
That specific time. So anything that, like, hits me that specific way, like, it's doing something right in the material itself, so I can't give it anything but an S.
Okay, Something Rotten was something I was super positive on when we first talked about it. I gotta say, after several rewatches, though, it kind of dies down a bit, so I'm gonna put it in B.
I'm giving it a C. I like the show. It's nothing amazing, though.
I think it's really funny if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely watch it.
Though. I feel like if you see it once, you've got it, and you never need to watch it again.
Exactly. But if you watch it that first time, you will really like it, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a good show. I don't think it's bad at all.
Institute. I wish we were a visual medium so you can see Andrew's face.
Where the fuck do I put this?
This is a really hard one to rate because for what it's trying to do, it is very successful. It is absolutely an S in what it's doing. But
if you're watching it as a musical, it's like,
I enjoy listening to it and I enjoyed watching the video.
I'm going to put it in D because I think it's unfair to put it in F because I think it is succeeding at what it's trying to do. I just don't want to see what it's trying to do.
I'm putting it in B because I've gone back to it more often than I haven't. But honestly, I can't fault it. It's pretty, it's good experimental theater, and that's rare.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're not wrong. It's just, I don't think I'm looking for experimental theater, personally. But
right.
I'm not going to put it in F because I don't think it's a complete failure of a show. I don't like what it's doing is all.
Gypsy.
Gypsy, I don't even remember how positive I was when we initially did it.
You're very positive.
But I really like this show, and I'm going to put it in S.
Me too. I think this has been described by many people as the perfect book musical, and I don't disagree one bit. There is not a fault in the storytelling. There is not a fault in the music. It is perfection personified in musical theater.
Yes.
All right, You're in Town.
You're in Town's going to get a C from me.
It's getting a D from me.
It's kind of funny. There's nothing to go back to, though.
The structure baffles me, and not in a good way. It's got one or two songs I really, really love, but it's a hard sit. Honestly, it reminds me a lot of Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. It gives me an uncomfortable feeling when I watch it, and I don't know how to describe it.
Is it like a feeling like 9/11 just happened kind of feeling?
Never forget it, Andrew. Never forget. Year in Town attacks. Let's talk about Carousel.
Carousel's a hard one to rate.
One of our best episodes, though. One of our best episodes we've ever done.
Sure. I think I'm pretty funny in that. I'll be honest.
I think we're both really on point in that episode. Like
on point. But not to talk about ourselves, the show, Carousel, is a hard one to rate because what am I rating it on? I think no matter how I rate it, I'm gonna put it in B.
I'm gonna put it in A, but solely on the music alone. The music is probably one of the best scores we've ever covered. Just on music and lyrics.
Yes,
alone.
But the story drags it a lot.
Oh yeah, it does. That's why I could never give it an S. I would never be an S. It is an, you know what? I'm putting it at a B. You've convinced me.
I feel like the story drags it too much. If it got like an Oklahoma style update, maybe it could work.
Yeah. And even the update they didn't change it enough, if you want my opinion.
No, they didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay, Muppet Wizard of Oz.
A.
This is maybe the worst thing I've ever, like, not, no joke. And I know people say this all the time. Muppet Wizard of Oz might be the worst thing I've ever watched in my entire life. Not just a musical, not just a movie, not anything. It's really fucking bad.
Yeah, it is. He's not wrong.
Muppet Wizard of Oz is not just the worst Muppet property, not just the worst musical property, not just the worst Wizard of Oz property. It's just the worst thing ever.
Hashtag no regrets.
Very, very hard F. If there was a rank below F, I would put it there.
I'm giving it a negative F. I'm giving it an F minus.
Like, I feel bad having that in the same rank as, like, Rent.
That's how bad it is.
Like, I feel bad putting it on the same level, even though I hate that show. But it's like, I can't... Oh, okay. Hadestown. S. A. I'll put it in S. I really like this show.
I liked it, too.
Dude, it's up to you, man. If you didn't love it that much, but I really liked it. I go back to the soundtrack all the time.
I did.
Cast recording. Pardon me.
Yeah, get it right, fucker!
Yeah, whatever. Fucking who cares?
Hey, we taught him something. It's cast recording.
Yeah, okay. And when I went to fucking music school, they taught me not to clap during music performances. Fuck off.
Yeah, it's an S.
Guys, if it doesn't have singing, it's not a song. It's a piece.
I learned something new today.
Yeah, well, whatever. Now you can be one of the jackasses that says, oh, the overture's not a song, it's a piece.
The last 5 years.
Last 5 years, I'm gonna give it a C.
I'm giving it an A.
Really? I did not love this show at all. I got really confused by it, and I don't like the music that much, except for like one or two songs.
I think the songs are all consistently solid with a lot of high peaks.
I mean, fair.
I find
you know
the storytelling.
Actually, I'll put it in B. Now I'm thinking about it. I did go back to a few of the songs a few times, And I'm looking at my list here, and it's definitely better than some of the stuff I put in C, I think, so.
Mm-hmm. It's not perfect, but it is an easy watch, and Jason Robert Brown's, like, most personal piece, I think it's great. Not perfect.
No. Finding Nemo.
C, D, around there.
I'm putting it in D. It's good enough to not be an F, but it's definitely not good enough.
It's quality. Like, quality for a, like, theme park attraction.
Yeah, if I was at a theme park and I saw it, I would leave and I'd be like, that was not that bad. But if I was on Broadway and I went to see it, I'd be like, oh, I paid money for that.
There. Sunday in the Park with George.
A.
S.
Yeah, of course you, I mean, you have the fucking books and everything, whatever.
It's one of Sondheim's best pieces. Finishing the Hat makes me weep. Fuck you.
Great. Music Man, S.
S. No debate from either of us.
Music Man is one of the most fun shows you can watch.
What about the Matthew Broderick version? What do you give that?
F. They basically just ruin it. It's thoroughly trashed.
I'm giving that a D, specifically because of Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just harsh on Matthew Broderick, but every song that he's in is ruined, but there are songs without him, so I guess it's okay in those parts.
All right, now Parade.
Parade, I would give an A.
Really?
I liked Parade.
Why not an F or S?
Why not an S?
Yeah. What brings it down? Because it is my favorite musical of all time, basically.
It's a little dark for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean dark in, like, I know I put, like, other, like, horror content on in S. But horror, I feel, is a different type of dark, like, than, like, the real type of shit that's in this. And I'm just not hugely into that. But it does it so well that I do like it still.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jesus Christ Superstar.
I like a lot of the music in this. The movie feels a bit dated.
Mm-hmm.
More than a bit dated. Very dated.
But they release a new version of it, like, every 10 years.
Yeah. It's good. I think this would get an S from me.
Yeah, me too. Like, I feel like we did a bunch of S's right in a row for me.
Well, I mean, you pick the episodes, don't you?
I mean, it's usually because of guests, if you want the honest answer.
Okay. Next is... Oh, shit. Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah! Where does that rank in this?
F. If you want our opinion on that, just watch the fucking episode. It's a rage.
That is our most controversial episode, though. Like, people have yelled at us about that episode.
People love the show, I guess. I hated it.
That show makes me angry.
Yep. Be More Chill is up next, which is the better version of Dear Evan Hansen, and I would put that in B.
Yeah, I'll give that a B, too. For Be More Chill.
You have to put it in B, get it? No One Called Ahead.
I'm giving that an A. I like that a lot.
Really? Okay, I'll give it a C. I'm okay with it. I didn't love it.
I really liked it. And it's grown on me more, probably since the episode came out.
I can't say the same for myself, sadly. Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. We're getting very recent here.
S.
Yeah, absolutely S. I completely agree.
One of the best musicals ever written.
Very good. Very, very good. A lot of the music's really, really well done. Oklahoma. B.
C.
C. Yeah. I'm thinking about the revival music, and I kind of like some of that.
Yeah, yeah. With the revival is an A for me, and the original is a C. So that's my official rating. But like the show itself is a C.
Miss Saigon. I gotta say, I really like the music in this.
I'm giving that a B.
I would put it in A.
I put that on par with like Carrie.
All right.
All right. That's all of us up to date. Andrew,
that's up to date.
Why don't you give us what your rating would be for next week's episode without telling us what next week is?
Next week's episode without saying what it is?
Yes.
Okay. I would likely put that in A.
All right. All right. Well, that gets you excited. It's an S for me, as everyone would probably guess.
I'm sure. I would put it in A.
No,
I'm not
going to
give reasons because that would spoil everything. So,
okay, yeah. What do we do now?
You have the trivia thing, and we haven't done a mid show, so I guess we'll do like a late mid show here.
Nah, let's not even do a mid show this time.
Oh, sure.
Why don't we say what's in our top tier and what's in our bottom tier first? Like, organize it.
Oh, okay. So, what do you want to do? I mean, we just went through every single episode.
I just want to see what's right, like, if we were to put this all together, if we're happy with our groupings.
I'm pretty happy with my grouping, I think. There's some stuff in the middle I feel like I might switch around a little bit, but so I'm actually thinking I may, if I were to really do this again, I probably want an E tier between D and F to put some of the stuff. I like some of the bottom half of it is like the C and D tier. Some of it I feel like should be lower than others. Like, I think Spider-Man is worse than Hello Again or Mary Poppins Returns, but I don't think it's bad enough to be an F, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Well, that's fun. All right, Andrew, are you ready for your trivia challenge? Because now the shoe is on the other foot.
I've been ready as of right now.
All right, so these are just trivia questions about our show altogether, just to see what Andrew's learned over the last few weeks. Like, we've only been doing this for like 50 weeks. We haven't missed a week yet, I'll say that. Don't jinx us, Jess.
Yeah, I don't think it's even been a full year yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the first question, Andrew, are you ready?
Yeah.
Who was the composer of Wicked?
Of Wicked?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's one I probably don't know. Well, I don't know very many composers. I know it's not Sondheim, I don't think, at all. It's not Weber, which is another one I know. It's not those two guys that have done nothing except for the Pirate Queen. those are the big ones. I concede. I do not know this one.
Steven Schwartz.
Oh, that name sounds familiar. What has he done besides Wicked?
He did Godspell, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Prince of Egypt.
Oh, okay. Hunchback of Notre Dame is where I would know him from. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry about that. Didn't know that one. All right, Jess, go easy on me here.
All right, are you ready for the next one? All right. The composers of Fiddler on the Roof also did another musical we covered. What was it?
Fiddler on the Roof did another musical we covered. Well, shit, I have the whole list of things we have done. So why don't I look and see what might sound similar? Does it have a similar sound to Fiddler?
Yes, in a way.
In a way. Hmm.
It feels very of the same time, musical theater-wise. And it's of similar quality.
Okay. Well, now you've given me a ton of hints, and I'm probably still not going to get it. let's see. Was it... Oh, my goodness. Everyone is screaming at me right now. I can feel it.
We even brought it up in the episode.
Did I bring it up in the episode?
No, I brought it up in the episode.
Oh, you brought it up in the episode? Oh my goodness, that shows how much I paid attention. Actually, we did Fiddler so long ago, never mind. That was a very long time ago.
We didn't do these two episodes very far apart.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Yeah. Okay. I give in. I'm gonna take a guess. I'm just gonna fucking wing it.
Alright, go for it.
Is it Falsettos?
No. It was She Loves Me, You Dolt.
Actually, that was my real guess. I'm actually not joking. I was gonna say She Loves Me, but I was like, there's no way it's that. They don't sound that similar. Because you said it was like, oh, they sound the same-ish.
Yeah-ish.
I think falsetto sounds more like Fiddler in terms of, like, that Jewish sound.
That's why I said ish. It had more of a Hungarian sound in She Loves Me. But all right, are you ready for the next question?
Obviously no, but here we go.
Name one song title from Hello Again. that isn't the title song.
Fuck. Oh my goodness. I think I actually know one of these. Oh my god. Don't they just name it after the characters? I feel like they just named it after the characters. Wasn't like one of them just called like the Soldier and the Whore or something like that?
I'll give that credit, but it's really like there are actual song names like the Mistress to the Senator and Tom and all that.
Okay, well, what was the title of the first song then? The one I was trying to reference.
Hello Again. But that's I already the name of the that song? One out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the song that I said I liked? The one with the soldier and the nurse.
We got a little time.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was trying to remember the name of it, but I couldn't.
All right, are you ready for the next question, Andrew? You're 0-0.
0-0. Let's see if I can get one.
Okay. Here's to us, who's like us, damn few, is a quote from which musical we covered?
Here's to us, who's like us, damn few. Oh my goodness. Wow. There's so many, and I'm nervous because it's like, this is probably a really famous quote, and I'm going to get it wrong. And everyone's going to be like, how'd you get that wrong?
Did you even watch the show?
Did you even watch the show?
Yeah, I did watch the show, but I don't remember all this stuff. Is that from Merrily?
Yes.
I thought it was. I got one.
You got one out of four. Five. One, two, three, four.
That's four.
Yeah, four. All right. You're ready for the next question.
I'm ready for the next question.
What was Jess's favorite song from The Music Man?
From The Music Man? Oh, Jess's favorite song was some weird one. It was the barbershop song called, oh my goodness. I think it was it was like the mix song, wasn't it? There was a barbershop and then it went into something else. Yeah.
Do you remember its name?
Oh, geez. I'm probably going to say the one that you thought was annoying. Because I remember one of the barbershop songs you thought was annoying and the other one was your favorite song. Was it Light a Rose?
Yes.
Okay.
Two out of five. You're coming back. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
What was the name of the composer of Rent?
Oh my goodness, I watched a fucking documentary on this guy, and there's no way I'm going to remember his name at all. I know he died, and it was so sad, because he never got to finish Rent, and I had to watch the unfinished version, so it was really sad. Can I guess his first name?
Sure.
Was it Paul?
No.
Okay, I have no idea.
Jonathan Larson.
Jonathan Larson. See, the thing is, we've only done Rent by him, and I just don't remember anything. He's done one other musical. Yeah, he did one
Being
other
dead
one. We should talk about it.
When it comes out on Netflix, we will.
Excellent.
All right, so here's the one that might make Andrew look like a dick. I got two of these, so.
Oh, good. Make me look like a dick, because it's about our guests, you fucking asshole.
What was the name of our guest for Something Rotten?
For Something Rotten? Oh, we had like a really nice guest. And I think they were from that Broadway network or something?
Yes. What was her name?
What was her name? That's like a really tough ask. I can't say I remember. Was it like Angela?
Her name was Katie Lynch of Backstage Bite.
I remember the Backstage Bite thing because I remember they talked about food or something like that. Mm-hmm. They mentioned food.
She's about to have a baby soon. Congratulations, Katie. We love you.
I do remember you. I just don't remember your name. I'm not good with names, as if this isn't already obvious.
All right. You ready for the next question?
Yeah, sure.
Name two of the numerous composers for the SpongeBob musical.
The numerous composers. Let's see, because it's all pop musicians.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Did they get Bono for this one as well?
No.
No. I remember Bono did Spider-Man. I don't know how I remember that. Of all things I remember that, and I can't remember who did SpongeBob. Holy shit. Okay. Well, I know for a fact that Tom Kenny is one of the composers.
Yeah.
For certain, because he did Best Day Ever. So he definitely is one of them. And then, oh my goodness, did they get, they got a rapper, was it Kendrick Lamar that they got?
No.
I have no idea.
You fail, Andrew. T.I. was the rapper they got.
T.I. was the rapper.
Andrew's a failure, and I can see the dejected look in his eyes.
Absolutely.
All right, are you ready for another one?
Hey, whoa, who is their composers?
Oh, there was tons of them, dude. Like Cyndi Lauper, Sarah Bareilles, Maroon 5,
Maroon
Pharrell.
5, god damn, I was trying to remember who was the rock band that was in there. It was Maroon 5.
Like so many composers, dude. Steven Tyler, Panic at the Disco, Lady Antebellum, Jonathan Colton.
See, here's the thing. I don't listen to any of those bands, so it's hard for me to remember.
They Might Be Giants.
Them. I do like They Might Be Giants. I should have known that one.
Yeah, you moron.
Well, see, I didn't want to just guess a bunch of bands because then I would have just gotten
Legend.
It wrong immediately. If I just guess a bunch of stuff, I would get it wrong immediately, right?
Whatever you say.
Eh, whatever.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
What do you think Jess's favorite and least favorite musicals we covered are?
Well, your favorite musical of all time, as you've said earlier in this episode, is Parade.
All right, that's one.
And you wanted the least favorite?
Yes, and we're not counting Muppet Wizard of Oz. That's not a musical.
No, I know. I would guess your least favorite music of all time would probably be Love Never Dies. At least down there.
It's down there, but it isn't the worst.
Is Dear Evan Hansen lower?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't think Dear Evan Hansen was lower. Okay.
Yeah, Love Never Dies actually has some redeeming value to me.
Okay. Are they both... Is Dear Evan Hansen worse than the Rocky Horror remake?
Yes.
Wow. Dear Evan Hansen is lower on your list than mine, I think, then.
Mary Poppins Returns is probably one of the worst things I've ever had to watch. So that was going to be the answer.
That was the correct answer. That's lower than Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
See, but you were, like, positive in the episode we did.
Yep.
At least mildly.
Mildly.
You have drastically changed your... We have to talk about that for a sec. What caused you to change your opinion so drastically?
I don't know. I watched it again, and I was just angry. So angry at every choice that movie made.
I will say it should have been great.
That's kind of it. I think it had so much potential, and that bothers me more.
Okay. Do you have any more questions? Did I get that wrong or right?
I think that's a no contest to answer. All right, so here's the last one. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Name three songs from musicals we've covered that were also covered by Frank Sinatra.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Frank Sinatra. I can't say I'm like a Frank Sinatra fanatic, though. Well, let's see.
Think about the time the musicals came out. Think about the time of Sinatra. Think about all that.
I mean, I would assume he's probably done something from, like, Carousel. Has he done anything from Carousel?
I'm going to need you to tell me the songs if he did.
Okay. Am I allowed to look at a song list for Carousel to see what one I think would fit
his
voice the most?
I will give you that.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not a huge Frank Sinatra. Let's see. What would he do? I feel like he would have covered If I Loved You.
That's one.
He would do a duet with somebody. He might have even done multiple songs from this, but I'm actually...
He has.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. June Is Busting Out All Over, I don't think he would do.
No.
What's the Use in Wondering?
No, that's about justifying why a man beats her.
No, I know. I'm saying he wouldn't. What would he cover from this? I'm looking at this. I don't feel like he'd cover anything else.
There has to be one solo male song in that show.
There is. Sorry, I'm trying to remember which song it fucking was. Is it Soliloquy? Is that the name
of
the song?
Yes, 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 that's the name of the song.
Oh, that's like a song name that sucks. I was looking for, like, something that would fit the song that it was, not...
All right, and there is one more song. He also did Sir with a Fringe on Top from Oklahoma. People Will Say We're in Love from Oklahoma. And he did Good Thing Going from Merrily Roll Along.
Oh, you didn't even let me guess.
You're good. You could have figured it out.
What's that?
You weren't going to figure it out.
I was going to say that Oklahoma was the other one he would have done. Because of the age.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Once again, thank you to our incredible patrons over at Patreon who made this show possible. Stephanie L., Terry Needleman, Max Lunig, Benjamin Lair, Chris O'Kelly, Lily Ackles, Danielle Rennix, Mackenzie Horner, John Donna, Taryn the Duck, who is an actual duck, Melissa Goldman, Jess Lightning, Ewan Cassidy, Haley McDonald, and Teskeer. Thank you all for your donations and making this possible. I know this was a bit of a loosey-goosey episode, but don't worry, next week's is going to be worth it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Andrew, do you have anything left you want to say?
I'm not very good at trivia, which is why I don't usually do the trivia on the show.
Thank you guys for listening. Please follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and all that other nonsense at Musicals with Cheese. We're on Twitter at Cheesy Musicals. Give us some Patreon love at Musicals with Cheese. Our Instagram is Musicals with Cheese. Our YouTube page is also Musicals with Cheese. Email us at musicaltheaterlives@gmail.com. Check out our brand new spanking website, musicalswithcheese.com. I put a lot of work into that, so someone check it out. Our title card was created by Jolene Casco. Follow her on Instagram at Jolene Casco. Tell her we said hi. Send her our best.
We love you.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
I think the next episode is going to be very good, so check it out.
Yeah, I know the wait will be agony.
Now you spoiled it in the last fucking second. You spoiled the fucking...
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.